is for all. In the opening of his Gospel, Matthew tells us that Jesus is the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now, David is the historic example par excellence of Israel's king, the sort of human king Israel should have, a shepherd king, caring for his people in the image of the good shepherd. Now, the resurrected Jesus comes to his disciples announcing his kingship, the kingship of the one who is truly the good shepherd, a kingship over all the world. He declares that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. This is the fulfillment of the vision of Daniel, as recorded in chapter 7 of his book. I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, a term for a human being, and the very term Jesus used of himself, a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven, a phrase signing the presence of God. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him, and his dominion will have no end. You may recall that when Jesus sent out the 12 disciples on mission, as recorded by Matthew in chapter 10, he told them, "Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans." And now that boundary is broken. They are to make disciples of all nations. The promise God made to Abram is to be fulfilled. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you. That's Genesis 12:3. Now, through these 11, God expresses his desire, as we read in 1 Timothy 2:4, for all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. Here's a point we could linger over longer. Because Christ Jesus is God with God, it means that at the centre of the Godhead, there is a human being. God has raised up a man to be what we have sought to become, to be like God. It truly means that God knows us. We can no longer say, "How can God understand what it is like to be human?" Jesus knows. He really knows us. And amazingly, knowing us, he still sent us out to his disciples to call all people to be saved. This is always God's plan. Plan A. There is no plan B. He does this even though we are sinners who are saved and who yet sin. Remember this episode in the Exodus. While Moses is meeting God on the mountain, the people turn from God and make their own gods. And that immediately after making their covenant commitment to God. Then comes a discussion between God and Moses, in which God says he will no longer go with Israel. But Moses argues with him, prays, we might say, ending up saying, "How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And God relents. He promises to go with Moses and the people. And he reveals his name as Yahweh, which means I am. I am with you. See Exodus 24 and 32. At the start of Matthew's Gospel, the Lord tells Joseph that Mary's son will be called Emmanuel, God with us. When Joshua was appointed by God to lead Israel into the Promised Land, God tells him, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." At the Last Supper, Jesus says to his disciples, "I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you." And he promises them this blessing as they live lives obedient to him. "My Father will love you, and we will come to you and make our home with you." Now, Jesus says to the 11, and through them to us. I am with you. I am with you always to the very end of the age. As disciples obeying Christ's commission to go, to lead people into the new promised land, the new creation of eternal life, they're not following a human plan, an idea of their own action, an effort of their own energy. They are following God's command, and they go under God's authority and with God's living presence. And the world awaits their going. And because they went, we ourselves have been rescued from the dominion of darkness, reconciled to God by Christ's death, and presented as holy to God, without blemish and free from accusation, redeemed, forgiven. See Colossians 1:22. To which we can only say, praise the Lord, alleluia, amen.